Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
And good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of The State of California, along with Patty Rising and Jeff Bell.
An emotional Governor Newsom weighs in on the George Floyd killing in Minnesota while appealing for calm in California.
The governor also gave permission today for California counties to take more local control over how they reopen their economies as the state recovers slowly from the coronavirus crisis.
Well, lots to talk about today, Patty and Jeff, as the governor held one of what are now only twice-a-week briefings instead of daily. He opened this one a little late because he was watching President Trump speak about China and quitting the WHO, but not say a word about the George Floyd case or COVID-19 or take a single question from reporters. And then the governor came out and spoke at length about what's on so many people's minds, the Floyd case, that horrifying video of the Minneapolis officer kneeling on Floyd's neck while he gasped for breath. The governor seemed to tear up a bit as he talked about his children seeing it. He did pivot eventually to some new developments in the state's response to the coronavirus, and we can discuss all of that and more.
Let's start with Gavin Newsom speaking rather emotionally about racism and injustice. You've been covering the governor for a lot of years. This has been an issue that he's very passionate about over the years.
Yeah, certainly it has been, and it's something that he obviously has taken quite to heart. You know, we went into this having not had a chance to speak with him for a few days. Of course, it was top of the list of questions I wanted to ask, but before any of us could even ask a question, he dove right into it and spent the first, 8 or 10 minutes probably, of this briefing today talking about it and talking about the realities that persist, reflecting on his own privilege as a very wealthy white man that, you know, as he said, it just never seems to end. When will it end? That society's been dealing this with this forever. And though he thinks we've made a lot of progress, there's still a long way to go. And he talked about California's diversity, and he thinks California has come a long way, but just a society here in California and the nation that there's so obviously so much more to do. And he just really said that he felt humbled and that we all have to do better. And this was really a somber thing for him. And of course, he's, as he said, you know, a rich white guy. It's not nearly as impactful for him as it is for many others in society, but that so much more needs to be done. And he also talked about that he understands people are emotional and want to protest. In fact, he said they should protest. They must protest forcefully, but he wants people to do so thoughtfully and gently. He didn't use the word peacefully. He did say thoughtfully and gently. And he was asked, what is the state prepared to do? For example, in Minnesota, you've seen the National Guard called out. What is the state doing to get ready? He did not address that. Whether he deliberately avoided it or just forgot that was part of the question, he did not get back to it. Of course, these protests begin as a local response, but there could, of course, be highway patrol or more necessary if something were to get out of control.
I've got my eyes, Doug, right now on the California Highway Patrol and a protest over the George Floyd killing in downtown San Jose, where protesters have blocked traffic in one direction. Traffic in both directions is not getting through. Our Kim Vestal will have more in traffic. We have Margie Schaefer en route to the scene. Let me pivot a little back to the coronavirus. He gave more local control to counties. Talk about that.
Yes. So, you know, some would say officially statewide, we're still in stage two of the reopening process. But when he said hair salons could reopen Tuesday, that's really a phase three thing. So some counties were starting to already move into stage three. And now he says counties can go ahead and do that. They have to apply, as they did to accelerate stage two. But if they attest that they've met all the criteria and the state signs off, allow counties, and there are 49 counties now moving deeper into stage two, to go well into stage three, which is, you know, the next phase, people eating in restaurants, a lot more businesses reopening, and he's going to give more local control. Now, he said, we will say how, the counties will say when. Of course, by saying how, he's sort of controlling when. Counties can't say when. But he said, we'll put out these guidelines of how they can do it. It's up to each county when they want to do it. And obviously, there are many counties that are going to. There's, for example, here in the Bay Area, there are only 9 counties in the state now that haven't gone further into stage two, and 6 of them are right here in the Bay Area. So places like San Francisco, Alameda, Contra Costa, Santa Clara, San Mateo, Marin are going to take a little longer to get to this point. But he is relinquishing more control to the local level, perhaps because of pressure from county and local leaders around the state to decide when they accelerate.
Doug, let me drill down a little bit and zero in on schools. If you are a parent of young kids, and actually you are, this can be topic number one, issue number one in terms of the reopening. The state has been somewhat slow in issuing specific guidelines. Any new guidance coming out today?
Yeah, and they've gone back and forth, and there was a conference call yesterday with all sorts of academic leaders and unions and different teachers' organizations, and a draft was circulated that some media reported. And we thought the governor was going to release these new state guidelines today, but he never mentioned it. He was asked in the last question about it, and he said, you know, yeah, he saw those reports, but that they're still being finalized, that was a rough draft. They're going back and forth. They might come next week. Actually, as the parent of, you know, 2 6-year-olds in kindergarten, I'm not that anxious about seeing the state guidelines because I've been in pretty close touch with my own district in Oakland, and I know what their guidelines are and where they're headed. So the state guidelines are going to be sort of an umbrella, and then the local districts will make their own decisions within that framework. I have a pretty good sense already of what they're going to be, so I have not been sitting here with bated breath waiting for the governor to release these guidelines, but we do expect them next week, and they're sort of hinging on things that we've already heard, making sure they have sufficient PPE, protecting teachers and staff as well as kids, staggering cohorts of kids, keeping them apart, eating in the classrooms, no more than 12 at a time. Kids might go in the morning or afternoon, or they might alternate days. But a lot of it is still up in the air and being finalized, and we're still, you know, 3 months away from when they would actually happen. So I think anything we get from them now is subject to serious revision over the next couple of months.
Well, thank you so much, Doug.
Thank you, Patty and Jeff. And a reminder, folks, that you can listen to the State of California Monday through Friday, 3:30 p.m. The audio is available for download at kcbsradio.com. Also as a podcast, check out Apple Music, Google Play Music, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.